Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Can improving coordination make you smarter? If so, I need to start doing something really quick to improve my coordination. I'm hoping Brad Evans, inventor of the very, very cool core bag, you're going to figure out what that is, can help me out. Brad, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. You know, you pitched your patented core bag device to me through Sheldon Baker, who helps me set all this stuff up, a couple weeks ago, and you gave a link to a video about what this was. Because when I first read it, I really didn't get it. So I went online and went to a YouTube video of what's called Core Bag, and I was immediately impressed. Mostly, Brad, because I really do understand the importance of coordination to cognitive function. So what I want to do first is tell me a little bit about your story and how you came up with the Core Bag device, and what exactly is it doing for people?
Okay, sure. Well, I play soccer, and my buddy and I play soccer, and we both do martial arts, so we're both athletic. I can run farther, play more soccer than he can. So I felt like I was in better shape. But when we go to the dojo and we do some fighting, it turns out he could last longer in the ring. So what's going on here? I thought I was in better shape. Well, I do a little research, and I come across what Bruce Lee calls neurophysiological adjustment. And that is the concept that your brain controls your muscles. So you're only in shape as much as your brain allows your muscles to be in shape. And so from that, I decided I need to invent something that trains this aspect of coordination that had never been trained before.
And this is where you came up with Core Bag. So here it goes all the way back to Bruce Lee. Obviously, you're probably a big fan of his. You're in martial arts. He was obviously very coordinated. Interesting thing, Brad, there is an absolute connection. I totally agree with this. We know even in Alzheimer's patients, if you take them through crossword puzzles, just engage their brain, hand-eye coordination stuff, whatever it is, get them to play some video games, believe it or not. They actually improve. Their memory improves. Their thought process improves. I'm totally into this. I totally buy this. This is awesome stuff. Describe what Core Bag is exactly. What does it look like? What's going on there?
Okay, well, I also want to – what it is it moves unpredictably. That's the real key element. And to understand why that improves coordination and why that improves intelligence, what you have to understand is that coordination – okay, the physical act of coordination, whether it's hand-eye coordination, a ball player hitting a ball, or balance coordination, a skateboarder, okay, those are physical actions that are representations of a mental action, your brain working together, okay? So you have your different lobes working together to compute complex information process, et cetera. What I'm trying to say is your brain talks to itself twice. That's the real the real science, the real innovation, okay? We have a lot of exercises that they're hard to do, but it's not hard to figure out what to do. And that's the real secret of Core Bag, is that you don't know what comes next. Punch, kick, offense, defense, move your feet, move your hands, move around it. It's an exercise in your executive function, an exercise in planning and strategy.
So if I can, I'm going to try to describe this as best I can for the listeners, Brad. By the way, real quickly, is there a website they can go to watch the video that I saw? Can you give it real quick?
I think type in coordination bag on YouTube or on our website, corebag.com. There's plenty of videos. Go ahead.
No, go ahead and explain. Maybe you can paint the picture a little bit, because it really is kind of awesome when you're watching these videos of how that bag's moving and what people are trying to do. So just describe it a little bit for them.
Okay, so it's a head and a body and a leg. There's three sections, and it's pretty small, about 3-4 inches in diameter, and you punch it. Well, the real innovation is that the two sections are the same size, but they don't have the same weight. There's a couple different weights in there. The way you change the weights will make it move differently. So we took it around to different doctors, different martial artists, different physical therapists, and with their input on, you know, how do you want it to move? Faster, slower, more left, more right? And we got it to try to mimic a real person, a real opponent. And it's pretty good. I mean, from the lowest white belt to the highest black belt, it will challenge you, and it's going to build your brain coordination.
Here's I got to tell you something, Brad, and here's maybe this is my vision for this, and maybe this is something you can start thinking about. If you could figure out a way maybe to take that core bag and adjust it so it doesn't move maybe quite so much, you could actually apply this to people with, say, Alzheimer's. You could actually develop an Alzheimer's type of program or exercise program where they develop those hand-eye coordinations better with the core bag. I think that's an application that I really would look into. Now, I know that you're also in discussions a little bit with the University of Georgia, right? There's something going on there about core bag, correct?
Correct. And what you were talking about with Alzheimer's, brain insult, which is neurons dying, absolutely. You're 100% correct. In fact, there's a study out of the University of Hong Kong where Tai Chi exercises, that reduces Alzheimer's in elderly people. And what's happening is it's your brain. So when you get more wires, thicker wires, better connections within your brain, it's going to increase intelligence. It's going to retard Alzheimer's. It's going to, anything associated with the brain, you're going to have more positive effects. And so going back to the University of Georgia, what happened there is I came across a research article, Exercise and Children's Intelligence. And they conclude in this article, if you want to build intelligence for children, you need goal-directed, complex environments where things are constantly changing. Well, I read that definition and said, hey, that's my core bag. Although I invented it for martial arts, it turns out it's really a device to build your brain, to build intelligence.
So you got pretty excited when you saw that, right?
Yeah, because I want to do martial arts better. Okay, I want to hit somebody, but that doesn't really get me going. Okay, kids being smarter, adults
that's a good
not
thing, right?
developing Alzheimer's. That's something you can be passionate about from just a
that's
more
good,
human,
good,
you know,
right?
human and humanitarian level.
I like that. Let me ask you this real quick. Who should be using core bag? Are you promoting this as a exercise for everybody, or are you focusing on certain populations like kids, for instance?
Well, as we've discussed, it'll have different results for different people. But basically, if you have a brain and you want it to function faster or better, however you define that, then this product is for you because it makes your brain work better. That's the bottom line. And that's where all the research is going.
Yeah, so what kind of results have you guys seen with this? I mean, in your own, are you able to keep up with your friend now when you're sparring with him?
Yes, exactly. I have, it's hard to describe to people, but before you would block and then punch. Now I'll block and punch in one motion because I'm more creative and I'm faster. And I'm trying to get it out of the martial arts because that's where it originated. So that's always kind of what it comes back to. But it's not about, you don't have to be into punching and kicking things to use this device. I've seen little kids, they use it like a mobile, for an infant. It's like a giant cat toy to them. They're just running around it. They're just touching
it. They're having fun
places.
With it, right? Yeah.
Exactly. It's just fun, and it gets their body and their brain flowing, working together.
Yeah, and we know we got to get the kids out there exercising more, engaging those muscles. I think that's important. They do a lot of TV, games, and video, all that kind of stuff. And I think that is having some major consequences for us. Do you have any plans for additional devices in the future?
We'll see how far this one's
Maybe.
Just started.
We'll
this one's got legs. We got to take it to the end.
All right, and this is, you can purchase it, learn about it at corebag.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. CORBAG.com. Dr. Mike, thank you
All
for
right,
having me.
All right, thank you for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.